In today's Mishnah, we're in the second and third Mishnah from the ninth parak of Masechet Sanhedrin. Can you learn about the laws of murder and when one can be tried for murder, at least in a Beit Din in this world? So Mishnah says, "Nitkaven laharog et habehema v'haraket adam." If someone, for example, went hunting, he intended to kill an animal, but unfortunately, haraket adam, he killed a person instead. Lanochri, he tried to kill an idol worshipper. That's where Kati explains of haraket Israel, and he killed a Jew instead. Lenefalim, he tried to, if they kill a nephil, this is a fetus or a child that was born, it wasn't going to survive very, very long, less than a month. Vaharagat ben kaima, and unfortunately he killed the wrong child. Vaharagat ben kaima, in all the situation he would be patur. Why? Because in all the situation the intention was to kill something that he would not be considered chayav mita, he wouldn't be able to be tried for a capital offense. And since his intention was to kill something that he wouldn't be chayiv for, and unfortunately killed someone else that he would be chayiv for, therefore he cannot be tried in a Beit Din. Mishnah continues, Nitkavan lahakot al motnav. If you want to hit him on his loins, on the side of the body, between the hip and the ribs, v'lo haya bo kedei lahamit al motnav, but it wouldn't have been enough to kill this individual by striking him in that region. V'halachla, and unfortunately, as he was swinging, the person, say, moved and actually hit him alibo on his chest by his heart. V'ya bo kedei lahamit, and the force in that region was enough to kill him. V'met, the individual died, we'd say patur. Again, but here the reason is because his intention and the force he was applying would not have been enough to kill him as intended. And therefore, despite the fact it resulted in his death, he wouldn't be chayv mita. Nitkaven lahakot alibo vayaba. Let's say he wanted to strike by his heart, and it had enough force there to kill the individual. And in this situation, v'chal motnav, and went to his side, v'lo haya ba kadei lamitbo al motnav. And in this situation, the force he applied when he gave that strike, and the region hit the individual, despite the fact he intended to kill him, and initially had the right force in the region he was intending to strike, in this region there wasn't enough force behind it, but nonetheless a person, individual, somehow died after the fact, we say patur, because the strike didn't have enough in it to kill a person in normal situation in that region. Next case, nitkaven lakot et agadol, if you wanted to strike an adult, and he wanted to say that in a bit of fight for loya, but the strike, the punch he was throwing, wouldn't have been enough to kill this gadol. And unfortunately, vachala al katan, and it hit a young child. And that strike, for that, given that it was hitting a katan in this situation, there was enough to kill this child, unfortunately, and that, indeed that's what happened, v'met. Mishnah says, patur, why? Because he had no intention with that strike to kill. Mishnah continues, Nitkavan lakot et hakatan v'yaba kedei lamit et hakatan. Let's say he was now trying to strike a young katan, a young person, and there was kedei lamit et hakatan, there was enough to kill. V'halcha, and then said, adult got in the way. V'halcha la, as a punch was thrown, halacha la gadol, an adult got in the way. V'lo ba kedei lamit et hakatan, it wasn't enough in that strike to actually kill the adult. V'met, and the adult unfortunately died after the punch. We say, patur. He's exempt. Why? Because the strike that he gave this adult wasn't powerful enough to kill him. The subsequent death, we say, therefore, he's not chayav for. Aval nitkaven lakotet al motnav, if he wanted to strike the individual on his by his side, and there was enough there to kill him. Vayaba kedei lamit. Valcha, and the person moved and hit him on the heart, which we're saying is a more sensitive region, and he died. Well, then we say chayav. It doesn't matter at the end of the day because he had enough force to kill, he intended to kill. And the fact that it didn't hit the part of the region of the body that he intended doesn't really matter, it'd still be chayv. Also, nitkaven lakot et agadol, he wanted to strike and kill an adult, and there was enough there to kill him. V'yabo kedei lamit et agadol, v'alcha, and then the fist, then as he threw it, a katan got in the way, we say met, he would be chayv. Rabbi Shimon says, no, afilu nitkaven laroget zeh v'raget zeh, patur. According to Rabbi Shimon, even if he was trying to punch one person and it was enough to kill in that punch, another person got in the way and that person was killed, despite the fact that Tanakama seemed to imply that he would be chayv, according to Rabbi Shimon, says, no, he'd be patur. Why? Because the Torah says, v'arav lo, v'kam alav. There's two references to the victim here. One in the intention, and the second in the actual strike. So in other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, he could only be tried of a capital offense if he actually killed the person he intended to kill. Let's now learn Mishnah Gimel. Rotzeach shnitar b'acherim, kulam p'turim. First way of understanding this Mishnah is if, say, a stone was thrown from between, say, two people, and we don't know who it was, and then we can't try them, kulam p'turim, they would be patur. The Gemara points out that if one of them is one of the most righteous people in the generation, and it's quite clear to us, clear as day, which is the person who committed the murder. Still, if we don't know for certain, we had a witness to say that that was the individual that actually threw the stone, we cannot try him. Rabbi Huda says, Konsinotola Kippa. The way the Batanur explains it, which is one understanding in the Gemara, is this talking about a completely different law altogether. This is talking about if an animal killed. And what do we find when an animal kills? It has to be executed. So if that animal that's now Asur Bahana was tried, and given the sentence has to be killed, then it's normally you've said it has to be stoned, and then it got mixed up with other animals. We have a debate. Chachamim says, well, they're all asur, so we take them to the bait and they all get stoned. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's simply kotzin and kiplah. We simply lock them up and starve these animals and kill them, because we don't bother baiting by having to execute this punishment of stoning for all these animals when really only one is chayav. There is another understanding of the debate. It's mentioned in the Gemara. Kati mentions it here, and I want to share it for interest. It says, what we're dealing with is a case where we've got a whole bunch of murderers that are mixed together. All of them, bar one, has actually been found guilty of murder, and the other one has been tried, but the case has not yet been concluded, and they got mixed up. We don't know who is the one whose case isn't finished. The issue is that, according to Chachamim, they're all patur, meaning they cannot be executed, because you can only try a person and give them the sentence befanav. We can locate that individual and bring the beit din and say, yes, you've been found guilty. But in this situation, we don't know which one of these individuals hasn't received their sentence yet, so therefore they're all pterim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, however, says no, they're all murderers, despite the fact that one of them hasn't, we haven't actually provided the sentence yet. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying in this situation, that kotzinotan lekipa, we lock them up until they die. Let's continue. Kol chayve beitin shnarvu b'zeh b'zeh. Let's say you've got multiple individuals been found guilty, and they have different forms of capital punishment to receive. So if you've got a mixture, we simply, what punishment to receive? The lightest of all the capital punishments, and we mentioned that a few prakim ago, in terms of the order. So for example, if you've got niskalim ben nisrafim, if you've got individuals who have to receive stoning, other ones got need to receive srefa, they have to be burnt, we say, Rabbi Shimon says, well, we'll give skila, that's the lightest one, stoning is, shas srefa chumar, because srefa is more chamor, more strict, or extreme. Chachamim say, no, other way around. He because skila, because stoning is much more strict or harsh. So Amma Lehem Rabbi Shimon. Oh, I don't think that's the case. Why? Why does Rabbi Shimon say Shreifa is more chamur? Because Iloaita Shreifa Chamura lo nitna labat kohen shizinta. According to Rabbi Shimon, he understands that if a woman who is engaged, not engaged, has kiddushin, so betrothed, has an affair, according to Rabbi Shimon, she would receive skila. And we just mentioned that a bat kohen who has an affair, she receives Shreifa. So it seems to be that Shreifa burning is much more chamur. Abba Chachamim said you've actually got it wrong. A bat kohen only receives Shreifa if she had an affair after she was already nesu'ah, after she was already married. And in that situation, by a normal bat Israel, she would receive chenek. So yes, Shreifa is more chamur extreme than chenek. However, if it was from a rusin, if it was from after betrothal, then there's no difference between a bat Israel and a bat kohen, they would each receive skila. That's why Chachamim reject the case of a bat kohen as a proof. Chachamim, on the other hand, bring a proof. There's amr lo. Ilu lo hayta skila chamura. If skila wasn't more chamur, lo nina la megadef elaved azara. Chachamim, they say that skila is much more extreme. Why? Because that's a punishment given to someone who curses Hashem or engages in avodah zarah, and that's like an extreme offense, and therefore it's worthy of the most extreme punishment. We see that skila. Neheragim v'nechenakim. So what if you've got a mixture of people that are meant to be executed? Some are meant to get hereg, decapitated, and other ones are meant to get chenek, strangulation. Which is more lenient? Which is the punishment we give them? Rabbi Shimon says it's got to be sayef. And Chachamim said no, it has to be chenek. It has to be strangulation. Why is that? Rabbi Shimon says, why is chenek more extreme? Because we say that the madichim of the Ir Nidacha, the people that entice those people of that city to engage in idol worship, they get herek. Where the people that actually engage in it, they get safe. So you'd think the more extreme punishment is given to the person that entice them. So we see herek is more chamor, so in this mixture case, they should get safe. Chachamim say, no. The madichim, the people that entice the city to get engaged in avodah zarah, they don't get herek, they get skila. They get stoned. And therefore, you're trying to bring a proof of medichim doesn't actually work. And that's why, and ultimately, they hold that actually, you know, hereg is the mochamor, so in a mixture, that we'd give them all chenek to give them strangulation. Those are the Mishnah today.